So, it's 1500. It's time for the next talk by Merlin and Bart. And I'm really looking forward to this talk because it's not, as I perceive the project, not only about regaining control over your smartphones, which is of course very good, but it's also to be able to keep your phones longer even if there's no further support from vendors anymore. That's what I also like. But let's get more first-hand facts from Merlin and Bart. Enjoy.
Thank you all. Does it work? Yeah, works. Good. Okay. So I'm Merlin, or Merlin. This is Bart. I'm going to briefly tell you what we're going to be talking about, then we'll introduce ourselves and we'll roll right into the contents. This is better. So our talk is titled Status of New Linux on the Smartphone, How to Liberate Your Device by Running Actual Linux and Software You Control. So we're going to briefly introduce ourselves first, then I will talk about why we need New Linux on the smartphone. Like, why do we need it? I think the answer is obvious, but maybe it isn't, so we're going to discuss that for a while. Then I'll talk about some hard and hardware problems and potential solutions to that. Then Bart will give you an overview of all the existing software out there, like all the different efforts that people are undertaking. He'll talk about PostmarketOS, and I'll talk about MIMO. And by that time, we should get to questions. So my name is Merlin, or Merlijn in Dutch. I studied at the University of Amsterdam. I did computer science. I do work for the Internet Archive. Archive work, they did the Wayback Machine, the archive web pages, and books, and CDs, and a lot of cool stuff. And in my spare time at night, I work on MIMO Lesse. I am also a board member of the Amsterdam Hackerspace, have been for a while, and I run Tor Exits and work on other free software projects.
So, my name is Bart Wimmers. I'm mostly known as Pure Tryout on the internet. I work on PostmarketOS, and also because of PostmarketOS, I also work on Alpine Linux. I'm still studying. I live in the Netherlands. And my school sadly is a bit dominated by the proprietary Windows crowd, so I'm the only one that's trying to liberate the school. Basically that's it.
Okay, so why should you run Linux on your smartphone? There's a couple of reasons for it. First of all, thank you. how many of you are running iOS or Android? Just raise your hands. iOS or Android? How many of you are running Android? Most of you are running Android, right? So Android runs Linux of some kind, but it's not really GNU Linux. How many of you are running Linux OS? It's like 5% of the people that just raised their hands. So most of you use Android that was installed by your vendor, which could be Motorola or Google or some other hardware vendor. And if you look at what we do on our laptops, like how many people of you are running Linux on your laptop? Right? Did you install it yourself? Yeah. Okay, but we do this on our servers, we do this on our desktops, we do this on our laptops, but we don't do it on our phones. And there are many reasons for that. And we'll get to some of those reasons, but first, why would you want that? So obviously, if you run your software on your phone, on your laptop, you have full control. You are the admin, you decide what runs, you decide what distro you want, you decide if you want GNOME or KDE or Wayland or Xorg or Sway or whatever you want to run. And I think that's very important. I think that's what draws a lot of different crowds and you know, binds us together in the fact that we can work on all these different things. And it gives you and we have the freedom to modify whatever we want. So we can change the software, we can fix stuff, we can work as a community to make all of this better. And with the smartphones, we really can't. With Apple, it's just they work on something and that's it. Maybe you can report a bug and you'll hear something in a couple months. Google does some of the code is open source, but they work in a closed way, so every now and then they just drop code, and that's kind of it. So there's no way that we as a community here can work together currently. There's some efforts to do that, but they're not super well known. And of course, if you have an Android phone right now, you're dependent on your manufacturer. If Motorola supports Android until 6.0, then if Android 7.0 is released or there are security fixes, you have to wait for them to fix it. Or flash Linux OS if it supports your device. And there's no support, and they make you get a new device every couple years, which is not ideal. Because, you know, I'm still using my Nokia N100 and have been for the last 10 years, and it still works fine. And very often, Android has basically iOS as well. They have spyware built into some point. At the point that, you know, like, if you have your phone, you know it's tracking you in some way. And you have to figure out all these different ways it tracks you. You have to deny permissions for everything. It gets very tricky. And I think the right way to do it is to start with a device that doesn't track you at all in any way, and then start reasoning about how you can make it not track you. Very often, there's a lot of bloatware, super large apps and lock-ins of different communication platforms, and I think that's not a good thing for the community as well. Okay, so what does it mean? If we want to be in control, we don't want to be dependent on a manufacturer, what do we need? So I think the essential pieces of a GNU/Linux smartphone is that it has mainline Linux support. And for those of you who don't know, mainline Linux means that you can go to kernel.org, the website of Linux, you download the latest release, and you can build it for your device, and it works, more or less. Like, there might be some driver issues, but it just works. And for most of your Android devices, you can't do that. It won't be supported in Linux because the vendor just made some changes, and maybe if you're lucky, you can get the changes, as the last talk covered. And that's kind of it. So if we all want to work together on Linux, we need this to be there. And we want most of the drivers to be open source so that we can improve the drivers, make them better. And we need a bootloader without restrictions. So if you run a various Android bootloaders or something else, as long as they allow you to boot Linux, your own version of Linux, so it's not signed by some cryptographic key and you can just do it yourself, that's probably good enough. It would be ideal if the bootloader is completely open source from the start, but that might not be completely realistic. And of course, if you have Linux and a bootloader, you need something other than the kernel to actually do stuff with your phone. So we need usable user space that's free and open source. And ideally, there would be many distros and many UIs like we have right now on our laptops. But there's quite some problems. So if you boot your laptop with Intel, you just kind of insert whatever your distro is. Maybe you want to CD or USB stick, and it boots to a bootloader, and it just boots to a desktop or UI, and you can do things. On a phone, this doesn't work that way. Hardware support on ARM is different. There's no BIOS that sets everything up and downloads a bootloader, and then the bootloader goes to Linux, and Linux looks at whatever the BIOS provides it on whatever's on the PCI bus to load the drivers. This is not there on ARM. There's no currently very good infrastructure to do that. There's some progress has been made, but for a lot of devices, that doesn't work. So that's harder. You have to often compile your own kernel with the right options. So you can't just plug in something and hope it works. And of course, most of the devices, as I said, have vendor-only kernels. So they take Linux from a certain point, they add some things, and that's kind of it. They never contribute it back. The bootloader sometimes is even locked down, and specifically bootloaders here, you have to configure them manually. Often compile them as well because they have the same problem. They don't know what hardware is in your device, and they can't detect what they should support to even render something on your screen. And there's so many devices. There's so many different Android phones, and there's so many different Chinese ones, and different large United States manufacturers. And another problem is power management. Power management on the desktop and laptop is pretty good with Linux nowadays. Like if you're lucky, you can get 8 or 9 hours in your laptop. If your phone lasts only 8 or 9 hours in your pocket and it gets warm, it's not a very good. Like, we need something better. And with the 64-bit ARM, some of what I said before got a little better, so there's some way to detect what drivers you have. If you have a EFI bootloader, then you can kind of do it, but it's still somewhat problematic. So these are a lot of problems. There's some solutions that we as a community can, or some things we can do as a community to hopefully make this a little less painful. We can focus only a couple of devices, so take couple of Android phones or whatever phones people made that are not that hard to support or are GPL-friendly, have GPL-friendly manufacturers, that kind of stuff will be good. or if people are manufacturing new devices, they should pick a system on chip that is well supported by Linux already. So system on chip is basically the computer and graphics card and most of the things integrated in a simple small thing that is on your phone. And there's actually a company doing that, or several companies doing that. We'll cover them in a bit. And I think the way to actually get Linux support proper is not to rely on Android and an Android kernel by a vendor to provide some drivers and then rely on it. So there's some good projects that add abstraction layers around Android and Android drivers so you can run your own Linux stuff on there. But it doesn't get us any closer to actual mainline Linux on our phones. So there are two companies working on new devices right now. The first one is Pine 64. They have a stand in the AW building today. I think they might have a stand until 5, so after the talk finishes, you can still go there. And they are showing off their phone and tablet with various OSs that currently are in alpha state or kind of working right now. So if you're excited, you should go there. And specifically, they are working on something called the Pine Phone. Maybe not surprising. It features an Allwinner A64 SoC, system on chip, and it has very good mainline support. And this is not necessarily because of the company Allwinner, but because for the last couple of years, people who visit FOSDEM have been working very actively to support the devices because you can find them in a lot of single board computers. So if you know Raspberry Pi, there's a lot of other boards like that. Like there's Olimex boards and Pine 64. They make boards with Allwinner chips in there, and you can use them as a small server at home or as a media box. So mainline support in Linux is really good. The driver support is getting pretty decent. There's two gigabyte of RAM, eMMC, and a quad-core CPU. And there's an open-source 3D driver. For many years, specifically 3D in the whole ARM space has been a big problem. And I think 4 or 5 years ago, someone here, LibV, started working on the Lima driver for the Mali 400 GPU. He did a lot of work. He did a big talk here on the K building a couple years ago and then stopped working on it, and then others picked it up. And now today, we actually have a driver that works on Wayland and Xorg. So that's awesome. And another cool thing that the Pine Phone features are kill switches. So if you want to only turn off your microphone, you just flip a physical switch, and then the line of your microphone no longer runs to your phone, so there's no way that whatever you say will be recorded by the modem. You can do the same for Wi-Fi. You can turn off your cameras. You can do the same for Bluetooth. So that's kind of neat if you want like some extra privacy features. It features a worldwide 4G/LTE modem, so wherever you go, it should just work. And they will likely, when the phone is finished, allow you to pick a distribution that kind of works on the phone, and then they'll pre-install it for you. So that's kind of cool. I'll let Bart continue. And it costs 150 euros, approximately.
The other company is Purism, is making the Librem 5. It might be more known to the community. The device is actually based on a different SoC than the PinePhone is. It's a bit more powerful as well. The kill switches are actually on the outside, while on the PinePhone they're on the inside of the phone. So it's a bit easier actually to flip the switch. The mainline support is also pretty good. It still runs on some out of 3 patches, but they're actively being worked on and being upstreamed. From Purism, they're working on the distribution PureOS, which is the main focus for the Librem 5. It's probably going to run that out of the box. And at the moment, they have the Chestnut edition shipped. That just means it's one of the first batches that has shipped. They work in several batches, meaning the first batch has it's basically an early version, and there might be some little issues with it, and the next batch has those issues fixed, and then some issues might occur there, and the next batch has those issues fixed. Chestnut edition is basically for the brave-hearted, the people that don't really mind having some issues and don't mind working around them. I think right now the price is $800, but it's changing a bit, so it might not be accurate. And depending on the region you're at, it uses a different modem. I think especially USA versus Europe and India. But it's basically just as prominent as a PinePhone, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people next year using it instead of their Android phones. So to give an overview of the currently various efforts to put Linux on mobile, there are a lot of distros out there at the moment. Just to start somewhere, we have KDE Neon. It's made by the KDE project. It's already used on desktop a lot. Just basically based on GNOME, or sorry, Ubuntu, with the newest KDE stack on it. In case of mobile, they put the newest versions of all the mobile components of KDE on it. To make it work on current phones, just not the PinePhone and the Librem 5, but on regular Android phones, they use libhybris, which is